by the wreck of a ship. I knew he must have been about 17.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, we are. We're taking a new turn here on the Pep Talk Morning Show here at Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg, because Penn Arts is putting on a new show starting on July 24th through the 27th. If you're not familiar with this theater company, they're one of my favorites in town, and we have some special guests here, some friends of Penn Arts, to talk all about the upcoming show, Airness. Have I got that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have Judy Uchida. She is the board chair for Penn Arts. Most of our theater companies in town are nonprofits. And Katie Houghton, did I get that right?
Houghton.
Katie, yes. Houghton. And she's the costume designer for the show. I found out about this through your artistic director, Christine Kellogg, who's just done so much to create this company and bringing in musicals and new theater. And the actors actually get paid,
yes.
Which is a fabulous thing. So let's talk about Airness. And do you want to talk about the show first? Do you want to talk about Penn Arts first? What would you like to do?
Let's talk about Airness first.
Okay, yeah. So Airness, you're off.
Okay, so it's a play about air guitar, an air guitar tournament, and I was not aware that this was actually a thing, but it's a good story about community, finding your people, mm-hmm. and yeah.
That's the Joan Jett song, just so, you know, because that's, yes, a great air guitar song.
Yes,
so this show does have a lot of that kind of music in it, I'm guessing.
We do. We have a lot of good ones, a lot of classics, too.
Oh, so. I love it. I love it. So as costume designer, see, I love bringing in people that have other roles. A lot of times we have the actors on the shows. Mm-hmm. But tell me about what do you do? What is your role with the show? Because this, I'm guessing, is a very specific kind of attire,
yes,
for people that are
specific
air guitarists.
Yes. So it's a lot of a professional pull together, going to a lot of Goodwills and, you know, trying to pull things together. It's a lot of research. We tried to represent a lot of different sides of rock. So we got classic rock, heartland and punk rock, you know, hardcore rock, you know, that kind of stuff.
Classic,
so,
possibly.
Yeah, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Some grunge rock. It's just, we've got a nice array. We got a nice array.
There you go. A plethora.
Yes, that's
good,
right.
A plethora of ideas. Is it set in a particular time or just rock over the years? Or kind of what's the story of the show?
It's set in present day.
Oh,
but
okay.
The way we represent a lot of the different eras of rock, our actors have personas that they have on stage that they like to put on while they're doing their air guitar numbers. So they all have different costumes according to what they value in rock, and mm-hmm. yeah, according to their characters. So
I love that. I love it. And how many actors are in the show?
Eight.
Oh, okay. Because it's a wonderful space. It's a very intimate theater. It's on mm-hmm. Penn Arts is located on De Villiers Street and at the Gordon.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
so now being there and being a nonprofit, a lot of people don't realize how dependent the arts are on our support and contributions.
Yes.
So you're the board chair.
Yes.
So what is that? How long have you been the board chair now?
Oh, gosh. It's been going on a year now.
Okay. So this is Judy Uchida.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so why did you get involved with Penn Arts? Are you an actress also, or a director,
no,
or
you
writer?
Don't, you do not want me in a production. You do not want me on stage, and you don't want me singing, acting, or dancing.
Oh,
believe
no.
me. Very truthfully, my husband and I moved here to retire.
Uh-huh.
And I happened to call Christine. I've known her. We were college roommates.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
Oh, that's so neat.
I happened to call her up and
wow.
say, I'm moving to Pensacola. Are your parents still there? I'd like to meet up with them and take them out to lunch. And she called me back and she said, you moved to Pensacola? I just moved to Pensacola.
I know. Because she just moved you a few years ago. Yeah.
Yes.
I think. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. So then thus you became involved with
She said, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm retired. And she goes, no, you're not. I have work for you. And so since 2019, I've been part of her group.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. So I'm assuming helping with development, raising funding, that kind of thing.
We've had a lot of fun together. And we have what we call a family,
mm-hmm.
a lot of dedicated volunteers that help us. And doing our productions, we've made a lot of friends, and we're growing so much. And so we're really trying to get the word out that we're here
to stay.
We would love to have more people come in and really take in what we do.
Yeah, well, your shows are selling out. I know because I missed one of them recently that I didn't get my ticket quick enough.
Oh.
So that was my fault.
Was that the last one?
I think so. Which one was that?
They Promised Her the Moon?
No, actually, I did get to that one.
Oh, good.
Okay. Well, she was the star in that one.
Yes. That was such a great show.
Yes.
Oh, good. So good. It was really good. So Penn Arts is wonderful. As a person who loves the theater, I also have grown to love this theater company. As you said, you're up and coming, you're growing. And this show is coming up, and really want to encourage folks, if you have not been to their facility at the Gordon, it's lovely. It's right there in DeVillers. You can go have dinner at Five Sisters Cafe over there.
Yes.
And there's also go and have a little snack and then go to the show. But it's also, to me, I'm a big theater person. So for me, it's real theater in the sense that it's intimate. You have an experience every time you go. I never know what to expect. Sometimes there's music, sometimes there's not. It's a real variety of good quality productions, I think. That's just my humble opinion.
No, we agree with you. 100%, yes.
So what is your favorite thing about being involved?
The people. Mm-hmm. I just love the people that we have met through all our productions and our volunteer work. And we have a lot of very dedicated people that support us, and they bring new people in, and it just makes us really happy that we have that going, and also to expand on our volunteer work within the community.
So if someone wanted to volunteer or they want to get a ticket to the show, is there a website that they can go to?
The PennArts.org.
Okay, so PennArts.org. Click on tickets, and you'll be able to purchase your tickets now. This show is Airness. It's coming up July 24th through the 27th. The theater's located at the Gordon at 306 DeVillers, talking with Judy Uchida, Katie Houghton.
Yes, ma'am.
Did I get it right? Okay, Katie. They're both with Penn Arts, and we're going to be back in just a few minutes after the break. If you've got questions about the theater or the upcoming show, text it in at 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk. We're talking with our friends from Penn Arts at the Gordon. They're getting ready for a big show coming up July 24th through the 27th. Airness is the title of the show. How much are tickets? I'm recalling $20, right?
$20, yes.
So very reasonable, but here's the thing. It's a small space, so if you're going to come to the show, my recommendation, get online now at PennArts.org and buy the tickets today, because I have had experience of it being sold out occasionally. So it's a wonderful venue, and it's run by Christine Kellogg. This is her vision as artistic director. So many people in the community are involved, very volunteer-based, like most of our arts organizations. And so you need support. You need financial support. You need volunteer support. So how can I get involved if I wanted to? What do I do?
You can contact us. You can just show up at our door in the afternoon. We're open 2 to 5 in the afternoons, Monday through Friday.
Oh, you are?
Friday.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yes. That gives us an opportunity. We also have an artist of the month. And so their artwork is shown on our walls in the lobby.
Nice.
They have a one-month period, and then at the end of the month, the next artist comes in, puts up their artwork. Some are for sale, some are not. And every month we have what's called an artist mingle, where we have like a reception, and then they will give a talk about their background. You can ask them questions about their artwork. And so that's something that we do once a month.
And there is a newsletter, because I get the newsletter.
And, yes,
and we could sign up for that.
Yes, and you will get one email, that's the newsletter, and you will not get anything else from us.
No, it's great, because it has a calendar of the events and what's going on, because I know recently had acting classes.
Yes.
And I was dying to take it, but was conflicted with my schedule, but there was some adult classes. I mean, I was excited about
that. And we have them for kids, too. But it's been very popular. They've been selling out every time we have them. And it's not just for actors. It's for people that just want to try to bring themselves out and be something they're not familiar with or comfortable with is a good thing to put in. But people enjoy it because they are put out of their comfort in some ways.
I love
and,
that.
And they really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. And it's great because if you can come in and do something that you've always wanted to do, but mm-hmm. you never really knew how to get started or where to do this is, mm-hmm. I'm assuming, because I know Christine, a very safe place yes. to very, just try
very,
it.
Very positive atmosphere. And people who are nervous don't have to be nervous because you have so much support from everyone mm-hmm. in the group. Mm-hmm. So it's fun. I keep thinking, you know, I should take it. And then my sane sign says, no, don't do that.
No, don't listen to that. Don't listen to that voice. Tell that voice to shut up.
Yeah, I know.
You want that artist, that internal artist to come out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just don't want to scare people away.
Well, Katie, and I had the privilege of seeing her in the last show. They promised her the moon. She was absolutely outstanding. Have you been acting for a long time? I know you're doing the costume design on this show.
Yeah.
But see, this is what I love about theater, especially community theaters, and this is a professional community theater, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But people take different roles, and so it's neat that you're doing costume design on this show, but you starred in the last one.
Yes, I would use starred loosely there.
The lead.
I was the villainess.
Yes, there you go.
So, yeah, I've been studying probably for the last 10 years, I think.
Oh,
now.
Gosh, okay.
I've only been working professionally, though, for since last May, mm-hmm. I want to say. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's been nice.
Yeah, it's always nice to get paid.
That's
the problem
right.
with us artists is that we're willing to do anything and we don't really go for the money. So so it's nice when we actually get compensated for your time.
Yeah.
But for me, I love it so much that I don't have to get paid. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's I should be, and I agree with that, but it's just funny because that's our Achilles heel.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. But with like any theater company, what you have is a big volunteer base, as you said.
Yes.
And I've seen when I walk in and then you have refreshments at every show and I'll mm-hmm. see the volunteers and everybody's laughing and smiling. And you just get this feel like you feel it the minute you walk into the place. It's very special.
Yeah, that's what we're going for is we just want everyone to feel really welcome and part of our family. And I think we've been very successful in that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Katie, if I was interested in auditioning or getting involved on the acting side of things, how do you find out about the shows? How does all that work?
Best way is to follow Penn Arts on Facebook and Instagram. Always keep an eye out on the site if you're mm-hmm. not a social media lover. I think also, at least this last time, they posted in the local Facebook actor groups.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
So yeah.
Because sometimes people think, they hear of a theater company, but they think it's a closed deal.
And both not.
Yeah.
Penn
so I talked to Christina, and she's like, no. Anyone can come in and audition.
She always loves seeing mm-hmm. new faces.
Yeah.
She loves it. So,
yeah. So you know, if you're listening today and you're thinking, maybe I could get involved with the theater company. This might be the one
yes.
to come and get involved with. Take a chance.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. Yeah.
And you may have been a person that's been in theater your whole life. This is a great home right here in Pensacola.
Yes, yeah.
Okay,
good
so
community.
Tell us a little bit more about the show. So Erin's is the upcoming production, July 24th yes. to 27th. Tickets are $20. You can get them online mm-hmm. at penarts.org. But talk about the plot, and is it a musical? I know it's air guitar.
Yeah, these were also
the
questions I had when I read it first.
What is
like,
it again?
What is this about? Uh-huh. So it's pretty much about a girl who stumbles into this community that at first she kind of judges, mm-hmm. you know, but then through meeting the people there and seeing how genuine they are and how much they just let themselves love this thing, air guitar, no matter how ludicrous it seems to people outside of the community.
I suspect we have a few listeners that are closet air guitarists.
That's right. I think she finds her people in an unlikely place.
Mm.
And that's what kind of drew me into the story. Because I'm not going to lie, at first when she explained the plot to me, I thought, what is this about? But then once I read it, I was like, we've got a good message here. So
nice.
Yeah.
Okay. But this is not the only show. We've got another show coming up this year as well, correct?
Yes.
You were telling me about that one. That's a musical coming up in the fall?
Yes. It's in November. I'm not sure when
it's the beginning of
we'll have you come back
November.
And give all the details.
Yes.
But keep an eye out for that because they'll be auditioning
yes.
probably soon for that.
Mm-hmm. And it's part of Fufu Fest.
Oh, there you go. Okay, perfect. Yeah, that would be November-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, okay, so this plot, you have 8 actors, men mm-hmm. and women, I'm guessing.
I'm yes. sorry?
Men and
yes.
women.
Yes, yes. Okay. Yes, yes. We got a nice little mix there.
Okay, that works. All good air guitarists?
Yeah. Yeah,
now,
from what I've seen in rehearsal.
Okay, now this is a question coming from a theater person. Do we have an air guitarist choreographer?
Christine. And she's doing pretty good.
Something I didn't know about you, Christine, if you're listening. An air guitarist specialist, because there's definitely some technique to that, you know.
Yes, yes, there is. And she's doing all the coordination of all the music, and
I'm excited.
Yeah.
So talk about the music a bit, because we did play Joan Jett, so that was one of the songs.
Yes, we have a lot of your classics. I was trying to think of them while we were sitting here, but we've got Come On, Feel the Noise a little bit.
Oh, that's a good one.
I Love Rock and Roll, Joan Jett. We've got Hotel California.
Oh,
we got a little bit of Boston in there. I think it's More Than a
Feeling.
More Than
a Feeling, oh yeah.
Yes, yes, which I'm a big fan of Boston, so I was happy to see that. I'm trying to think of some others. Arpeggios from Hell.
Oh, boy. This is going to get us started.
Yeah.
We're talking with our friends at Penn Arts this morning on Pep Talk, all about the upcoming show, Airness, July 24th through the 27th. Still time for your questions at 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're here with Penn Arts this morning talking about the upcoming show, Airness, July 24th through the 27th. Just a couple of minutes left, ladies. What have we not talked about you'd like to mention?
Last thing I think we want to mention is that we will be at Gallery Night on the 18th, if I remember that date.
Oh, that's
right.
This Friday.
Yeah. So we'll be there if you want to stop by our little booth. I don't know exactly where we're going to be placed, but you'll see everybody who's wearing matching Airness shirts.
Okay.
That'll be us.
That'll be a clue.
Yeah. That's right. So, okay. So yeah. That's where we'll be.
Okay. And you mentioned something about a competition. What was that?
Yeah. So the play is actually based on a real thing that happens, which is air guitar tournaments that I think qualifiers up until
this really happens.
Yes. Until the big tournament in Finland, I believe it is.
Yes.
So yeah, this is real.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I just thought this was fun. This is based on reality. Oh, I love that. Okay, very interesting. So a real air guitar competition.
Yeah, that's
right. I love that. Okay. And from you, Judy, you want to mention just how people can get involved, being a volunteer like you are. Mm-hmm. How do they reach out to you?
They can call us at 850-857-9861, or they can just send us an email or stop by and see us. We're at 306 North of Villiers, and we're open 2 to 5 Monday through Friday, and you can just leave a message. If we don't answer the phone, we'll get right back with you.
I suspect that you will find a place for them.
Oh, definitely.
Because there's all kinds
of
things in the theater that we need help with, from set building and actually just running the concessions and all kinds of things. So
yes,
there's a place for you, I'm sure.
We have something for everyone, even people like me with no talent.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm not a believer in that. I think everybody's got a little talent. Okay, we are out of time. It's been such a pleasure. Airness coming up July 24th through 27th at Penn Arts at the Gordon, 306 DeVillers. All you have to do is go to their website to get tickets at pennarts.org. Thank you, Judy Uchitas, board chair, Katie Houghton, who is a costume designer and a fabulous actress. Thank you all for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
All right, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back again with you to bright and early tomorrow morning at 9 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.